the podcast for all your running needs.
Ned, he was a terminally happy guy. And Ned, he ate a moldy pumpkin pie. And Ned, he thought that he just couldn't die. And Ned, he laughed so hard that made me cry.
Welcome to the Run, Run, Live podcast, the podcast for runners, wannabe runners, and midpackers of all shapes and sizes who just want to strap on their favorite pair of shoes and get out there. This is not Chris, your host. This is Bama Runner, the guest announcer this week. When you're done listening to the Run, Run, Live podcast, come visit me at bamarunner.blogspot.com, where I write about my running adventures while running trails, marathons, and ultras. So wherever and whenever this episode finds you, I hope you're doing great, and I hope you're getting your run in today. I know I got my run in. You ready to have some fun? Come on then. Let's go for a run.
Hey folks, this is Chris, and welcome to episode 78 of the Run, Run, Live podcast. We've got a good show for you today, jam-packed with lots of chocolatey goodness like a Nutella and chocolate chip sandwich, or something like that. Apologies last week to Samantha for getting her name wrong. She read the intro last week. I think I called her Sandy or Susan or something, but there you go. No excuse, but she did get a nice new pair of trail shoes. And the reports are starting to drift in from the front lines that people are really digging their new Patagonia shoes that Vibram gave away, so good luck with that. First, I need to explain a couple things about today's show. First thing is, there's some strange ad hoc poetry going on in this one, and you'll wonder why. Well, it's because my friend Jenny started an email stream when no one showed up for a night run a couple weeks ago, and it just snowballed. So I had some of the club members record their poetry responses from that email trail. That's kind of funny. So I put it in after we ran the other night. We got lost in the woods. We ran like 7 miles in like an hour and a half in the dark. We got lost. So it's fun. You should run at night if you don't, with a club. I'm 2 weeks out from my mountain bike ultra, and although I really like biking, I wish I could do it without involving a bike. You know, actively riding a bicycle requires the same cash flow as, well, that's like having a mistress or a bad crack habit. So, you know, I don't really want to spend hours fawning over my bicycle mechanically. I just want to ride it. I interview Mike Ward, Hornet Juice, today. He was nice enough to call in from New Zealand. Interesting stuff, Hornet Juice. It was recommended to me by Brett over at Zen and the Art of Triathlon. He does that podcast. And I've been using it. Seems to be doing some good on the long rides. It took me a while to get used to it. You'll hear me talk about that. And remember, I'm no doctor, so you need to do your own research on any kind of supplements that you use or you hear me talking about. Because supplements are basically unregulated, so you need to look at the science and understand it for yourself. Because different things work for different people. As always, if you have a charity or a blog or a podcast or, you know, a family reunion that you want to shill by reading the intro to the show, like Bama Runner did today, either send me an audio file at cyktrussell@yahoo.com or call my dial-in number, 206-339-7804. It's on my website. And the script's on the website, too, www.runrunlive.com. And I added it under the home menu pull-down, too, so just look for the script. All right. Hope your training's going well. Try to stay cool. On with the show.
Hey, Chris and buddy. This is John Lost Falcon. I just tried these Patagonia Release trail shoes, and they are awesome. They're really good on the turny, tight and turn stuff. And they're also like, I feel like a gecko when I'm climbing up hills. They're a little bit heavier than what I'm used to, my Sauconys. And I'm, you know, this is my first time running with them, so not really broken in yet, so I'll keep you posted on how it's going, but they are awesome. I also like the fact that there's the tongue of the shoe is part of the shoe. That's kind of cool. Anyways, hopefully your running's going good. Okay, this is John out.
Down the pond with Buddy, looking out here. They're going to do the Appleman Triathlon down here this weekend, and it's a really nice night. Kind of hot, finally getting some summer. Fish are jumping, the lake is just like glass. Some boat out there, you hear some birds, bugging some birds, buddies have a little dip, cooling off. And across the lake here, this hill, that's where the 5K for the sprint triathlon, the bikers and the swimmers hate it because it's a single path, muddy uphill 5K at the end here. They hate that. I love that, but they hate that. So that was the one thing I liked about this triathlon. Now look over there, they got the buoys up. And it always impressed me that, you go swim a quarter mile or a half mile or whatever it is in the pool, and it's just, you know, okay, 40 laps. It doesn't seem that long. But then you come out here and look at those buoys, and you go, oh, my God, that's a long ways to swim. Good luck to everybody doing triathlons this weekend. I'm not. Got to spend some more time on my bike. So, yeah. Oh, there he goes. There he goes. He's going for a swim. Got to let him cool off. It's hot, and bugs are up, too. One thing is, this time of year, when it's hot like this, you want to make sure that when you get back, you're all sweaty. Make sure you get your wet stuff off fast. Because don't sit around in it, because it will give you, potentially give you, you get sensitive skin, you can get rashes, you can get, all sorts of nasty stuff. Almost like bed sores, from soaking in the sweat. One of the things you can get now is called ringworm. And it's basically has a little ring about the size of a large coin, a red ring, and it's really itchy. And they call it ringworm, but it's not actually a parasite, it's a fungus. And I got a little bit of that on my inside thigh right now. It's kind of funny, as my wife said, what's that? And I said, it's nothing, it's just a little ringworm. She goes, you got worms? And I go, no, it's okay, it's just a fungus. Like, you got fungus? So that was pretty funny. But you just put Lotrimin on it, or whatever country you're living in, whatever the equivalent is for fungus, and it fixes it right up. But that's one of the things you can get from sitting around in wet stuff is fungus, so you don't want to do that. Technical clothing helps a lot in the hot weather because it moves the water away from your body, dries faster. I was out with Brian on Sunday, and he sweats like crazy. He was just soaked, man. It was crazy. But, so anyhow, yeah, it's been a good week. I'm beat trying to run tonight, and my legs are just fried. I rode to work and back yesterday on my 10-speed. It's getting a little wobbly. The wheels are out around my old 10-speed, my old Fuji tri-bike. And it needs work, but I'm not going to bring it in. Because every time with bikes, every time you bring it in, it's $200 unless it's more. And I just don't have that money, I've been buying so much stuff for the bike. So, but my legs are beat from doing that. Rode last weekend down the Cape for 5.5 hours. Had a nice 10K on Sunday. Rode yesterday. Today's Wednesday. I'm doing my normal 5-10K with Buddy. Looks like he's ready to go. So, yeah, everything's going fine. You guys, it's summertime, and the living is easy. The catfish are jumping. The dogfish are jumping. Right, dog? And the cotton is high. We'll see ya.
And now for the equipment check.
Anthony, you there?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
How are you doing?
Not bad.
So I'm 3 weeks out from my 100-mile mountain bike ultra race here. I wanted to thank you for taking all the tens of hours that you spent in the woods with me teaching me how to ride my mountain bike. And I got to tell you, I was a little afraid of taking this up because I remember from my triathlon days how much a pain in the butt riding a bike is. And I remember every time I took it in to see see Joyce at the bicycle shop, it was $200 unless it was more. And it needed that every month or so. And it was a constant maintenance nightmare. But I managed to pick up this Kona mountain bike that you helped me with for, pretty cheap, $300
money.
Or so. Yeah, off of Craigslist. So that's pretty short money. And I've been able to scrimp by. I had to get a new helmet to protect the squash.
Mm-hmm.
Had to get some shoes and pedals because you can't ride without being clipped in. But that was, that was only $65.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I needed to get a Camelback. But you had an extra one for $50, so that's okay.
Score.
And I got to tell you, I just was over at the. I'm going to pick up my bike. I guess when I crashed it, I broke the front forks, so I needed to put new front forks in. And that's costing me almost $400 to do that. So I wanted to get you on the phone and ask you, what else should I be looking at picking up for this bike in preparation for this 100-mile race that I'm going to ride?
Well, the good news is you're probably about an eighth of the way there with what you need.
Oh, good. So there's just a couple little things?
Just a couple little things.
All right.
The first thing you'll probably need is a few new tires. You'll probably need, two new tubes. and then you'll probably need to carry at least two extra tubes. Your new old Camelback with some storage. Well, water.
Okay.
First thing you're going to need is a patch kit. You're probably going to need some zip ties to throw in there because who knows? I mean, you're definitely going to be riding off the trail. You're going to probably need a tire pump. That's in addition to the floor pump that you're going to carry that you're going to pump your tires up before the race. You're going to need a fork pump.
All right.
And the most important piece of equipment you can carry on an ultra ride, super glue. Piece of duct tape. Well, you may need an extra derailleur hanger. You have your new helmet. You're going to need sunglasses. You're going to need some arm warmers and leg warmers. Replace your chain.
Right, and I got my rescue tool for that, which was $12.95 plus shipping.
Oh, that's a score right there. Water bottles. You need 8. If you're changing your chain, you need to change your rear cassette as well. And then if you're going to replace the gears in the back, you need to replace the gears in the front, too. You need lube. A big 80-ounce bottle of lube. Cleaning brushes, a chain scrubber, and get this, chamois butt butter. You're going to need some patches that I had talked about earlier for your frame,
yeah,
for your tubes, but you're also going to need some tire patches because my guess is you're going to find every sharp rock on the course. What I always do, too, is I always bring 4 tires with me. Bought brake pads, right?
If I add all this up, what am I up to?
Oh, you're up to probably at least $2,500.
Which I could have bought a pretty nice bike for that, huh?
Oh, you could have bought a pretty sweet, nice, light, brand-new carbon bike for that.
Mm. Well, thanks for all your help. I'm glad we can keep it simple.
Keeping it simple and keeping it cheap.
I guess I'm going to have to stay with this sport for a while.
It's a little different than just buying running sneakers, huh?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Excellent.
Thanks for all your help.
I have a music degree, you know, so we
have a music degree.
Yeah, for some really
all right.
Things.
And this is what you came up with?
This is what my master's degree will buy me. Oh, where are my night running friends? Oh, where can they be? Pluto and I roaming air at night. Such a sad sight to see. My husband said you've abandoned me. Because I'm way too crazy. You're running at night in a secret place. Everyone knows but me. Oh, where are my night running friends? Oh, where can they be? Pluto and I roaming air at night. Such a sad sight to see.
Yay!
I'm really sad.
There once was a woman named Jenny. She was cute and her talents were many. When I return from the bike with all of my might, we will be getting in miles of plenty.
I like that one.
And then, and what did Brian write? Running in the dark, I miss because of baby. Perhaps if at 9?
A perfect haiku. Wait, but this one's mine.
That's yours. Go ahead, read.
Okay. Have fun, a frolic through the wood with dogs, mosquitoes, chicks, and friends. Keep us moving, never slowing, thrills at every turn. Through the pitch and thorny bush, blood and mud we never learn. Foolhardy, are we? Yes, we are, but home and kibbles we have earned.
Is that iambic pentameter?
Yes, it is.
And now for our featured interview.
Mike Ward.
Hi, Chris. Greetings from New Zealand.
From New Zealand. Whereabouts in New Zealand are you?
Auckland, which is...
Everybody knows where Auckland is, right?
No, Auckland, not Oakland. Auckland's in California. Auckland's in New Zealand, mate.
You're, what, 14, 13 hours on the other side of me, or 12 hours? Time change.
We are 8 hours behind you guys on the east coast of the U.S., but a day ahead, if that makes sense. So today it's Friday, and it's Thursday evening for you, Chris.
Right, yeah. I used to work in Sydney. I think I remember them being like 13 or 14 or something.
Right. Oh, you got it, yeah.
Yeah. Hornet Juice. You're the guy from Hornet Juice.
And, correct.
We're going to talk about Hornet Juice. Why don't you give me you know, the 100 words or less on who you are and what the product is? And
sure. Hornet juice is an amino acid dietary supplement. It comes in powdered form. It contains 17 different amino acids, which athletes can mix with either water or their favorite sports drink half an hour before a workout, and they should find that they will notice increased energy and endurance. Now, that effect comes from an increased burning of fat, which the amino acids in their unique formulation encourage the body to do, thereby helping to preserve an athlete's glycogen stores. So users will basically notice longer sustained energy and better recovery. So I know you've tried a couple of samples and found some interesting results, Chris.
Yeah, when I first tried to do it, I mixed it with Gatorade, and it was just way too strong for me. And that happens a lot for me with a lot of the supplement stuff, is I like to sort of take it half strength. But I did notice the amino acids, because I use other products with the aminos in them, and I find that it clears your head. It helps you in the longer distances, right? It's not really a quick energy thing, like a, you know, like a Gatorade or something like that. It's more of a long, an endurance type.
Correct.
Longer burn.
Yeah, it's certainly, you know, if you're exercising for over 45 minutes, then that's when you'll really notice the benefits of Hornet juice. But we like to encourage athletes to use their existing sports nutrition regime, which is your Hammer Gels, your Gatorades, etc., in conjunction with Hornet juice. Basically, you know, your body still needs the glycogen reserves topped up with carbs, which obviously comes from your sports gels and typical sports drinks, etc. So we find it's a good complement for that. But, you know, taste is a difficult thing. It's you know, we're a small company in New Zealand, so it's hard to come up with one flavour that's going to meet everyone's you know, taste desires. But yeah, so it's really designed for athletes over a long duration. Most of our users tend to be long distance runners, triathletes, cyclists. But, you know, we have people using it, footballers, tennis players, basically, you know, any athlete involved in just about any sport, they seem to be using Hornet juice with good effect.
Picked it up from Brett at Zen and the Art of Triathlon.
Brett, yep.
Brett's a great guy. He's an Ironman, and he swears by it. So that's how I got in touch with Rena. But
oh, good.
You say 45 minutes before, so what's the thought behind, you know, getting it in your system? Is it because you're taking it orally and it has to get down into the digestive tract? Or
Basically correct, Chris. It just allows it to get into the body system. You know, we use that as a guideline. There are no hard and fast rules. You can take it 2 minutes before you walk out the front door for your training session, or you can take it an hour and a half before. You know, athletes are all different. Their bodies respond in different ways. So, you know, each to their own. And we often find that you know, people will say, oh, I tried it a couple of times, and it wasn't until I'd used it on the third or fourth time that I really noticed the effect. And I tried it with, you know, Gatorade, and it seemed to work this way better for me, slightly different to the way you recommended it. So we're okay with that, Chris, you know, each to their own, basically.
Yeah, that's what I found as well, was that it took a couple of outings before I noticed the effect. And what I did is I've been doing a lot of long mountain bike rides, right? So 3 hours, 4 hours, this sort of thing. So I put Hornet juice in one of the bottles or two of the bottles, and then have my Camelback with my Hammer Gels and stuff, right? So, you know, take a shot of Hornet juice, like, along with the water and the Hammer Gels, like you said. So, yeah, that's what I was doing. I found that worked really well.
Sounds right to me.
Yep, and mixing it in with the water, I basically do one packet with a per bottle. It seems to work pretty well for me. When I tried mixing it with the Gatorade, like you first recommended, it was a little strong for me, a little bit like cough medicine, so I couldn't do that. The cool thing about this product is the visual behind it, the graphic behind it, which is the hornet, right? And, you know, this is the most bizarre thing. You know, I'm thinking, okay, hornet juice. I've always heard of the Japanese marathoners, you know, talking about having, you know, Hornet stuff. And
yep.
I'm thinking regular Hornets. But this is not your normal run-of-the-mill everyday Hornet. This is this giant carnivorous Hornet that wraps its bugs up in the little meatballs. So tell us a little bit about that story.
Sure. Well, it basically started, as you've said, Chris, in the 2000 Olympics, the winner of the women's marathon at Sydney was a Japanese lady, Takahashi. The press really picked up on, you know, her success was due to, you know, digesting the stomach juices of giant killer hornets. Now, you know, that sounds certainly very newsworthy and pretty exciting, but basically, in the mid to late 90s, a Japanese research institution had been studying these Asian giant hornets. Now, they're quite large, as you've said. They're carnivorous. They can destroy honeybees. They actually even, you know, people die from being stung by these giant hornets in Japan. So this doctor, Dr. Takahashi Abe, he was amazed at how much endurance these giant hornets had. So he basically researched them for a number of years, and he put their the secret of their stamina down to a fluid that they ingest. Now, the giant hornet would go out, eat small insects, digest them into a meatball, if you like. It would then fly back to the nest and throw up or regurgitate this meatball to feed their larvae in the nest. These larvae, in turn, would then provide a secretion which the adult hornet ingests and then goes about their business and completes the same routine. So Dr. Abe in Japan, he spent a lot of time studying the secretion from the baby hornets, which the adult hornet fed on. And he broke this secretion down into 17 amino acids. From there, he replicated that into a sports drink, which is what the Japanese marathon runners were taking during their training and competition. That basically is the birth of the Hornet Juice story. I was lucky enough to be in Hong Kong in the late 90s, early 2000. And through a number of contacts, I was heavily involved in triathlons at the time. We met with Dr. Abe. He was happy for us to take that formula outside of Japan. We have, in consultation, enhanced it a little bit, and that's basically the birth of Hornet Juice. And yes, you know, it does come back to those giant hornets, killer hornets. Flying around in Japan and other parts of Asia. And I don't know whether or not your listeners are familiar, but there has been a National Geographic documentary on the giant hornets, which actually does touch on the research of Dr. Abe and the Olympic marathon success. So, you know, we actually have some snippets from that Nat Geo documentary on our website, Chris. So, you know, there is some real science behind the product. I wish I could take credit for developing it myself, but that is not the case. All credit goes to to Dr. Abe in Japan. So if your listeners visit hornetjuice.com, there they can read more about the science behind it and, as I said, see some snippets from the National Geographic documentary, Chris.
And, yeah, I'm interested to hear about the science behind it because, you know, this whole thing, when I heard it, sort of smacked of your typical sort of Asian the herbal recipe, you know, where I'm going to take rhino horn to be stronger and, you know, tiger penis to be more virile, you know. So it sort of smacked me of that. So, I mean, there's been some clinical tests to show that it actually does something for you, right?
Yeah, that's right. We've got a range of scientific studies that have, you know, your listeners can go to the website and read up on them there. I do take your point, you know, rhino horn and all those other, you know, famous things coming out of Asia. You know, we're concerned that as part of our sort of branding, we wanted to make sure that we didn't sort of sound like snake oil salesmen. And in that regard, Chris, we're more than happy for people to try Hornet Juice. And if they don't like it, complete refund, money back, no hassles with sending back unused servings or whatever. We basically say the proof is in the product. Use it. If you like it, great. If not, we'll give you your money back. And to be honest, Chris, we have given some money back, but it's negligible. So, you know, we like to stand behind the product, and we are concerned that people think, okay, Asian origin, is this some sort of, you know, tiger penis, as you suggest? And the short answer is no, it's not. But you know, we stand behind the product.
Okay, so, and the packaging is a little... little package, you tear them open, and they have a single set, a little pile of powder in it that you mix in with your drink, right?
And, correct, yeah.
Recommended servings and dosages and that sort of stuff.
Well, basically, as you've said, Chris, it comes in a twin pack, and if you were working out for an hour at medium intensity, I would suggest that one serving is all you need to take anywhere from an hour to 2 minutes before you start your workout. Provided you're well hydrated beforehand, one serving should be all you need. If, for example, I mean, I think you mentioned your last training ride on your mountain bike was 3 hours. If I was doing that, I'd have a serving half an hour before I'd leave. And like you've done, Chris, I'd have maybe one or two servings, either one in your Camelback and one in your water bottle on your bike with your Gatorade. And possibly I'd probably have one afterwards when I got back from my workout, because it just it assists with recovery. One thing we have got under development, Chris, is we are working on some smaller sachets of smaller quantities, just so you could actually keep them in your running shorts, or just so it's easy to take on the run. We've had a lot of customer feedback saying they're happy with the product, but you know, in a marathon it's a bit hard to tear them open. The powder itself is very light and fluffy, so it tends to sort of blow around a bit. So we're trying to come up with a way that it's easy to dispense during a workout if you are on your bike without having to tear open the bigger packets and get it all mixed up. So that's something we're working on, but with product development, everything just seems to take a lot longer than it should, Chris.
There's a candy that they have in the States called Pixie Sticks, where it's a tube with a powdered sugar in it, and it's sort of like that consistency. And it's sort of that flavor, too, because it's very sweet, and I think there's one flavor, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, and I had that happen, too, where I was trying to pour it in some bottles, and it sort of spilled on the floor, you know, because it was kind of light and fluffy. Then, you know, the dog ate it. He was good for a couple hours.
Oh, right? Good. Nice to know it wasn't wasted.
Yeah, it wasn't wasted. I guess if you were to say, you know, what are the top three things that that folks give you as feedback, you know, what are the examples you hear from the field of people using it, what would they say?
Surprise and skepticism. A lot of guys will come back and say, hey, I heard it on Brett's podcast. I was surfing the net looking for some way to increase my running endurance. Came across your product. I was a skeptic at first. I thought, what the heck? I paid the $9. I got your trial pack. The taste may or may not have been to the athlete's liking, but hey, I really did notice a difference. I just seemed so much stronger near the end of my workout, which is typically when I start to fade. My recovery was a lot better. I was out for my next training session that afternoon or the next day feeling stronger. It's positive once they get over that, the skepticism of the whole sort of the science behind it, the Hornet, the Asian factor, etc. It's generally just increased endurance, improved recovery. A lot of athletes say, hey, I ran faster, or I beat my PR on my local, you know, route from a training ride. So, as you'd expect, Chris, I'd have to say the feedback's positive, but that's the case.
Okay. So how long have you guys been doing this?
We've had the product, the Hornet Juice product, in the market since 2005. Before that, we were selling the Japanese produced product. But basically, we've tended to focus more on Hornet Juice because, you know, we're making some changes to its formulation, as I mentioned, about trying to improve the packaging so it's easier for people on the run. So, you know, we're as I said before, you know, we're in New Zealand. We're a long way from the rest of the world. You know, we don't have the marketing budgets of the Amino Vitals and the Gatorades and the Hammer Nutrition. But, you know, that's the beauty of the internet, Chris. I mean, we've got a large large customer base. There almost wouldn't be a country in the world where we don't have athletes using Hornet juice. You know, a lot of the US armed forces in Iraq are taking it. You know, we send it to Iceland, we send it to, you know, throughout Asia. Europe's a big market. And, you know, that's the beauty of the internet. You know, we don't have a huge marketing budget. We prefer to put that back into trying to develop the product further and trying to keep the prices as low as possible, which is why we offer free shipping off the website, Chris.
Yeah, it came fast, too. I think it came in like 3 or 4 days from New Zealand to Boston.
Oh, good, good, good.
So what's new? I mean, what are your plans for the next couple of years?
Well, we're just going to stick with what seems to have worked to date, Chris, which is, as I said, we are an e-commerce business. We have some shops selling it in the Netherlands and Singapore. We would like to, obviously, you know, the aim is to get our product in just about every nutrition store, every bike shop, every running shop in the US. But again, to achieve that, you know, that takes a big budget. It takes a good distribution partner. We would like to think if we just keep doing what we're doing, we will establish credibility. We will establish, you know, a strong following, which we already have, but it's never as big as you'd like. And hopefully that will give us credibility to maybe go and tap on the big distributors in the US and say, look, this is what we've achieved on our own from New Zealand with relatively low capital. How about giving us support? How about taking this product on and basically expanding the customer base? So that's the ideal. Whether or not it happens, Chris, only time will tell.
Well, I'm all about helping entrepreneurs. I like people who are willing to take a risk and put their life on the line, as it were.
So, oh, it's good to hear, because that's exactly how it's all sort of turned out. Like, I'm an accountant by trade. That's how I was in Hong Kong, working in the offshore finance industry. You know, I was basically, if I wasn't working, I'd be training for triathlons. And,
yeah,
you know, we obviously like e-commerce. We realize life's too short to be, you know, stuck in a job. I mean, New Zealand's a beautiful country to live. There's, you know, lots of great outdoors here. Our weather's not so great, so if I am working for myself in an e-commerce business, it gives me the flexibility. I can go out on my boat when the weather's good. I can go surfing when there's a good swell. At the same time, you know, we're selling product all around the world. So it works well for our lifestyle, Chris.
You said you had some sort of offer for the listeners here. Where do we go to find you?
That's right, Chris. Well, what we can do for Run Run Live podcast listeners, you know, we're keen to get a lot of your people trying Hornet juice. So for the four-serving price of $9, we will send out 10 serves. That includes free shipping, which represents a saving of $11. But if your podcast listeners, Chris, go to hornetjuice.com/runrunlive.html. I'll repeat that. hornetjuice.com/runrunlive.html. There they can buy 10 servings of Hornet juice for the four serving price of $9, including free shipping. So we'd love to sort of get as much product out to your listeners and let them try it, and we'd welcome their feedback.
All right. Well, we'll do that. We'll get some people to try it out for you. All right. Well, that's great. I think we come to the end of our rope. I'd like to say I never met a Kiwi I didn't like.
Good. And, nice to hear, Chris.
In my travels, you can always tell the Kiwis. They're always nice and happy, friendly.
Yeah.
You know? So,
nice to hear.
Yeah. So it was great talking to you. And have a nice day, because your day's just starting. I'm going to go to bed.
Correct. Well, listen, thanks for your time, Chris. I appreciate your efforts. And, yeah, good luck with your ultra mountain bike ride.
Yeah.
Race, I should say.
Yeah, that's going to be a blast. And good luck with your company. All right, Mike?
All right, excellent. Thank you, Chris.
All right, cheers.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
All right, Jenny didn't write this. Alex did. But we're going to record this. This is the sensuous poetry.
Shadows salaciously sliding into stalagmite caverns, nights dreaming. Shallow the breath of her tiger's glittering topaz gazes. Kissing smiles. Spiraling chains of silken sighs. Flying against the starlit skies. Undulating dunes. dark desire. But she spelled that wrong. Lascivious. The remembered touch of sun.
Wow. That's pretty good. That's a real bodice ripper. Wait, Tom, you've got one on here.
Oh, yeah, the haiku.
Was that a haiku?
That was a haiku.
You wrote a haiku.
All right, well, read your haiku.
Bugs bite and trees poke. Tired legs in summer heat never felt so good.
This is the Squanicook River Runners Poetry Slam Midnight Running Club. Okay, this is my William Blake poem. Where is it? Oh, we need to see your face Thursday. We hope to form a crowd for you. We'll be there with a dog anyway. Sun or moon, rain, shine, or snoo. Seems like tiger birding, right? Right.
Thanks for the run, guys.
All right, great. We'll never see him again. 7 miles in the woods and bad poetry.
11 o'clock. 7 miles.
I live in a world,
Zorsen and Cosmo,
where everyone runs with this one thing in common.
We love to run together.
Fastan vi bor åtskilda, although we live apart.
On a tiny blue bubble in space.
Where borders are meaningless. Where friendships are cherished.
And our experiences are shared.
Opu mirazhmi tsimbirizmas.
I live in a world
where everyone runs together.
www.worldwidefestivalofraces.com. Think global.
Think global. Run local.
Think globalt. Spring lokalt.
www.worldwidefestivalofraces.com.
Σκέψου παγκόσμια, τρέξε τοπικά.
That's it, folks. Episode 78 in the can. You've managed to suffer through another 40-odd minutes of the Run, Run, Live podcast. Maybe the Run, Run, Live podcast to you. So either way, I don't care. As long as you show up. Pleasure spending time with you. Thanks for joining me. 2 weeks to my mountain bike race. I'm feeling quite burnt out, and I'm looking forward to my taper. I have some things lined up for you folks. Next week, I'm interviewing a lady called Tamara Schilling, who's a motivational speaker. And that'll be a nice change for us. I also have feelers out. I have the race director for this ultra I'm riding. And I have the metal to metal guys and a bunch of others. So we'll keep the content coming. And as always, if you want me to reach out to somebody and get them on the show, I'm pretty good at that. So congrats to Tri Boomer for his podcast, the Stay Tuned Report, making it to a year old without pod fading. Good job, Boomer. Hope everyone's enjoying their summer. And you know what? I look forward to seeing you out there. For your listening pleasure, to take you out tonight, I have Roscoe Chenier, a song called Wild Cherry. You know how I like the blues. And you can find the whole playlist, actually, at the PodSafe Music Network if you search on CYKT Russell.
Wild Cherry, tell me where did you stay last night? Wild Cherry, tell me where did you stay last night? You came home this morning and the sun was shining bright. You got to go. Yes, 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 you got to go. You got to go. Yes, 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 you got to go. I won't stand nobody. Won't take your best no more. All right. Shining bright. Let the door hit you, baby. Where the dog can get you at. Let the door hit you, baby. Where the dog can get you at. I find out from your woman, you're just an old alley cat. All right.
Thanks for listening to the Run, Run, Live podcast. Comments and suggestions can be made on our listener comment line at 206-339-7804 or via email at chrisrunner@runrunlive.com. That's our website. Go to the website, check it out for articles and my blog and other great stuff. If you would like to be on the show or have a suggestion as someone you would like me to have on the show, drop me a line and I will see you out there.
Run, Run, Live, the podcast for all your running needs.